Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. How's everybody tonight? This is Apostle Crystal Lee. We are live tonight for the Prophetic Roundtable, Kingdom Ambassadors Worldwide. We praise God for everybody that's listening. I kind of lost myself for a minute there. I'm trying to hurry up and move a little swiftly. You know, just in case you didn't know, we're on at 6:30 now, and we're only on for 30 minutes. That's where we are right now at this period in time. I believe that God is doing a shifting, and that's why tonight's broadcast is definitely entitled When Shift Happens. We're still talking about the overthrow a little bit, but we want to talk about when shift happens, because that's where we are right now, and it's an important topic to cover right now, just because of where we are prophetically in time. And you're going to need to be comfortable with shift, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. You're going to have every confidence in your God in this season to know that wherever He's shifting you to, it's for the purpose of you getting to your destination. So we thank God for you here tonight on the Prophetic Roundtable from all over the world. Listen, if you're here tonight, you got the memo, and you are definitely here as one of the kingdom ambassadors, as one of the governmental officials of a kingdom that is the most powerful kingdom that's ever been in existence. And we're excited to be here with you tonight. We realize that we've come to this time. We've been alive. We've been made alive for this moment, this mandate, this hour. And what is that mandate? Is to impact the souls of men. So wherever you are right now, I want you to get somebody's attention and let them know that we're on live. We're only going to be on for a few minutes, and we want to share really quickly the things that the Father has given us to share with you. So we decree and declare that you awaken out of your slumber, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, and that you rise as the manifested sons of the living God that you truly are. Listen, God bless you. My co-host is not on yet. The time has changed, and so he might just be sliding in the home plate. He might come right out of hockey and be sliding in the home plate like he's playing baseball, trying to get on this line. So we're going to just do what the Lord has instructed us to do in this season, what he's directed us to do, and that is it, and that is all. Listen, tonight we are still on the rise of manifested sons. We're still talking about that, and we are definitely in that season where this is the rise of the manifested sons, and I'm excited about this rise, and I don't know about you. But we are definitely still talking about the overthrow. But let's get into this tonight. Before we get going, we probably need to have a word of prayer really quickly. Father, we thank you tonight for this time that you've given us. We thank you for the shift that is happening. We thank you for the great things that you are causing to be made manifest in our lives. As we go into this word tonight, as we share the things that you've given us, Father, allow our words to be clear and concise in this hour, in the name of the Lord. That's my co-host calling me right now. I'm going to put you guys on play right now. My God, I'm going to answer the call. All right, we are here together. God bless you, Apostle. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Awesome, awesome. I told you, I told them that you were going to be coming off of the ice with the hockey and sticking the hockey puck and sliding in the home plate like you're playing baseball trying to get on the line tonight.
I just got in my pickup truck.
That's amazing. It's good to have you here tonight, Apostle. I was just getting ready to go into some things here. We're definitely talking about when shift happens, and we're going to talk about shift because shift is a major part of overthrow. You know, things have to change. Things have to be rearranged, and that shifting has to take place in order for the overthrow to happen. So we want to talk about this shift, and we are still on the rise of manifesting sons, and we want to talk about when shift happens. But we need to discuss this rise part. We need to discuss that rise and the manifesting and the shift. So let's just kind of go into some definitions really quick. When I talk about rise, I'm talking about an ascension. There are several definitions that were given, and if you have not heard the prophetic word for the year, go back and listen to that, because that's important to note that it's we are in the year of the opening and the ascension. So we're talking about this rise in this season, and that's to attain to a higher level or a rank. It's also to increase in quantity or number, and both of those are happening in this hour. It's something happening. It's a happening. It's something taking place, something coming into being. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Something to follow as a consequence or a result. And we know that the result of the manifested sons rising in this hour, the rise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. It's because of the gross darkness that's in the earth. So that's the reasoning. That's the consequence for the rise in this season. When I talk about manifestation or manifesting sons, we're talking something that manifests is something that's unmistakable in appearance. It comes from obscurity to clear visibility. And with kingdom advancement, when we start talking about shift, it's a continual movement in acquisition of territory, influence, its dominion is what we're talking about here. And because of this movement, because of this advancement, there is always change, increase, expansion. There go shift. See what I'm saying? So shift is movement or a cause to move from one place to another. And shift, oddly enough, you know, when we talk about the word shift, Apostle, a lot of times people get really amped up about shift because it's supposed to be some major deal. It is a major deal in the sense of what it is, but not in the sense of what people create it to be, because shift is really about a small movement. It's not about a huge announcement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not some huge announcement. Oftentimes, it's unnoticeable until the fruit of the shift happens. You understand what I'm saying? So when the fruit of the shift happens, then you recognize something has shifted. You know what I'm saying? And shift really begins in the mind before it's announced in our actions.
Absolutely.
That's what the Holy Ghost gave me. That's why the true battlefield is your mind, and who has your mind or what has your attention has your devotion. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where your treasure is, what you value, there will your heart, your mind also be. So you'll devote yourself to those things that are that you are giving your heart to. That's a result of you giving your time and your devotion, and that's going to result in your mindset. That's what I'm trying to get to. I was typing really fast, so I was like, what in the world did I just type here? You will devote yourself to, and those are the results you will manifest. Absolutely. I should have put a little slash or something to divide that thought process. I was really typing fast. So manifested sons are not just some superbly gifted people, although they are superbly gifted, but they are also extravagantly yielded. And that's the season that we're in, Apostle. We are in the season of not just ability, but our availability. And the funny thing about this availability, it trumps ability in this season. Availability trumps ability. And most people don't understand
Absolutely.
How far the Father is willing to go to accomplish this kingdom impact and this kingdom influence. You know what I'm saying? They don't
yep.
realize how far he's willing to go. When you think about Noah, because people are like, oh, you just started out. Oh, you know, first of all, I'm not green. I've been doing Blog Talk Radio. I was doing Blog Talk Radio in 2008, 2007. Okay, so
right.
this is not no new feat for me. Neither are platforms a new feat, although they now have Facebook Live and Periscope. I was doing YouTube back in 2008. So this is not
right.
new to me, but people will kind of, you know, have some feelings about things because they feel like you're moving and you're shaking and all that, and they've been in the way for so long, and, you know, you're going to have to come up through the ranks and all that. But I want you to understand the mind of God in this season. You don't understand his mind when you start talking about, oh, no, you got to come up the way I came because this is a long journey. And when you start talking all that crazy stuff, that's not the mind of God, because the reality is when you think about Noah, had he ever built a boat before, an ark? And it wasn't a boat, but, you know, had he ever built an ark before?
Nope.
No. I'm sure he had never felled any trees before either. I'm sure he had never had to really work with wood and animals on that level either. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he was given
right.
dimensions possible. He was given an
yeah.
apostolic blueprint that built an ark that was to house him and his family, to protect them from the onslaught, to protect them from the destruction that was getting ready to happen in the earth. And I'm trying to tell you, you don't know the mind of God if you're talking that foolishness about what people got to, oh, they got to come up through the ranks, and, you know, they got to do it this way, and they got to do it that way. Moshe was another one. You know, how quickly did
yeah.
he get deliverance training out there when he was out there with his father in Midian? He got deliverance
yeah.
training 101. He said, listen, here's a rod for you. Okay, now what I want you to do, I want you to throw the rod down. Okay, pick the rod up. Okay, it's a snake. Don't run from it. Come on back to it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to get
yeah.
a lot of this in real quick, Apostle, so we can just go ahead and dive in. He got deliverance training right on the spot. So it's not about how new you are to this thing. You can actually change your heart, change your mind, repent and turn away from the way you've been going, and be put, you know, be inducted into this thing right here, right now. Of course, you're
yep.
going to go through some processing, because you've got to be processed to do the thing
right.
that you've been called to do. There will be some
right.
processing, but if you devote yourself to this thing,
yep.
are you hearing what I'm saying? If you devote yourself, Yah will raise you up right now if you yield and put, and he'll put you on the court, and you'll do extraordinary
Absolutely.
Things right here, right
Absolutely.
Now. You know?
Yep.
Apostle, go ahead and talk,
yep.
man.
You know, the one thing that when I hear the word shift, it always takes me back to when I was young, I learned how to drive a stick shift automobile.
That's it. That's it.
You know, and whenever I think of shift, that's what comes to mind. It's not
yeah.
as a vehicle using a manual.
It's not the
vehicle.
It's not the vehicle. It's the actual actions. That's what
yes.
shift is about.
And so we all shift in so many ways throughout our life. You're walking, and you're walking with, you know, you're walking by yourself. You have a walking with your children. You
yes.
may walk slower
yes.
because they're going slow. You may walk fast because they're trying to run away. You know,
absolutely.
But you're shifting all the time, but it's not as demonstrative as it is when you're in a vehicle and you have to actually manipulate that shifting mechanism, and then you're more conscious of it. But I
right.
learned, at, you know, as a young man at 15 years old, how to drive a stick shift automobile. And so
right.
it's very demonstrative to me that shifts, when we talk about shifting, we talk a lot of times too much about
the
like
manifestation
you said,
part.
We talk about these major things. We're majorly shifting. No,
mm-hmm.
a shift should never be a major thing. It should mm-hmm. be something maybe even that's built up.
It's subtle.
Even when
it's
there's
subtle, Apostle, even, it's subtle.
Yeah, it's subtle, and it's moving from one level of motion just subtly into the next level of motion. And so I hear a lot
mm-hmm.
of people, you know, if you want to use terminology about going in a different direction, then talk about going in a different direction. But when you're talking about shifting, you're talking about I'm already moving forward in a certain gear. And when,
mm-hmm.
when you look at shifting, it's not just I'm going from first gear to second gear to third gear to fourth gear. No, when I want to pass somebody, if I need to go around somebody, I'm going
to
downshift.
You have to go to that gear. Oh, that's right, downshift automatically.
I'm
going to
downshift, and I'm going to accelerate
mm-hmm.
in that gear, and then I'm going to put it back in the higher gear, and I'm going to ease off. And
mm-hmm.
so, I mean, I've driven so many different vehicles that I've had that understanding
mm-hmm.
just in the physical and the natural. You know, when
Absolutely.
You want to go when you want to go backwards in a vehicle, you have to come to a complete stop.
A complete stop before you do that. That's right.
Before you shift into reverse. Otherwise,
That's
you will
right.
damage the vehicle. And so
right.
a lot of people, they'll when you're moving forward in the Lord
mm-hmm.
and he subtly changes you. You
mm-hmm.
take that shift in stride. You note that there's been a gear change, and you move accordingly. Okay, Lord, was this a downshift? Was this an
right.
upshift?
Right.
Do I need to accelerate?
Just like the
exactly.
broadcast apostle, we went from 2 hours,
yep.
and the Father is now saying 30 minutes. I'm not arguing with that. Something
right.
happened, something went a different way, and instead of me approaching that situation and going after it to try to figure it out, I sat and I asked the Lord, what are we doing? What's going on?
Yeah.
You know, this is your
yeah.
business. This is not my business, so I'm not going to get emotional about this thing. I need to come to a complete stop here, and I need to find out what is it that we're doing, because
right.
clearly I didn't get the memo. So what is it that we're doing? Okay, that's what we're doing, and that's what I'm going with. I'm not getting ready to make no big deal. I'm not going to try to force my way into a thing. I'm not going to try to beat
yep.
the door down. I'm just going to go with what you have created, because this is your
right.
desire.
Yep.
It's
yeah.
your desire.
And understanding, you know, like I said, with the car scenario, you understand the nature of the vehicle. You
mm-hmm.
understand the gears. I've had vehicles that have had 6 gears in them.
Yes, sir.
I've had vehicles that had 3. I had a beautiful 1962 Ford Fairlane. It had 3 gears. That's all
that's
it
right.
had was 3 gears,
right.
you know. And I've had vehicles, you know, I've driven some really nice cars. And
right.
so, and I've driven some junk, you know. But either
right.
way, you learn the nature of the vehicle. You know, when you're in a high-performance vehicle, you know how that gear manipulation. So you've got to understand, when we're operating in the Lord, you've got to understand your surroundings. You've got to understand the mechanics of what's going on. I had an incident years ago with my Ford Fairlane where I power shifted really quick. It's where you don't use the clutch,
mm-hmm.
and you just
mm-hmm.
you just jam from one gear. Well, the way the mechanism was, I actually pulled the gear lever, the shifting lever, out of the
out
mechanism.
Out of its place. That's it.
Out of its place. And
mm-hmm.
so instead of shifting from one gear to the next, I actually slipped the mechanism out of place. And when I let the clutch or when I put the accelerator, I was still in the original gear.
Still in that gear. That's right. Because
you
took it out of its place instead of shifting the gear. You moved
yeah.
too fast. You moved
yeah.
too fast.
I would, exactly. And so I had to learn right then, okay, this mechanism is not as responsive as the other vehicles I've had that are a direct link. This has a, you know, a different setup. And so I had to
yes.
adjust. So everything
absolutely.
We do in the spirit, we've got to pay attention to those little details. Once you pay attention to them, once you become nuanced to them and you get it, you don't have to. I mean, I could drive a stick shift right now. I've got a Porsche that's a 5-speed
mm-hmm.
stick shift. I can drive it without thinking. I can drive it and do a whole bunch. You've driven with me, Apostle Lee,
absolutely.
In my Porsche. And I can drive and do a lot of things in that vehicle, and it's a 5-speed manual stick shift.
Yes.
But I can manipulate the gears and do a lot of stuff, and it becomes so much second nature
it's
that
second
you don't
nature.
Even think about it.
That's
and that's
right.
what the Lord is desiring for his people. He's like, now first, when you're training, when you're realizing this, realize the subtlety of the shift, that you're moving from one speed to the next speed. It should be smooth. These shifts should all be smooth transmissions. You ever been in a car with somebody who's just learning how to manipulate a manual car? They're popping the clutch, they're stalling it out, they're doing all sorts of stuff because they're not used to that operating mode of that vehicle. But
right.
once you learn it, you should be able to shift and feel like better than an automatic car when you're driving a good manual car. You should
and
be able to manipulate
thing.
That. Yeah.
Here's the thing, Apostle. Shift is a prophetic act of Yahweh. When we talk about shift, it's prophetic in nature. You know, we're talking
absolutely.
About prophetic, not just being orating, but also being actioned. It's an action thing. And so shift is a prophetic act of Yah. And we talked about the prophetic last week or prophetic act last week. But shift for a person, see, is different when you're manipulating an instrument. Shift for
yeah.
a person is uncomfortable. So the picture that Apostle just gave you was just a picture of us manipulating an instrument. But I need you to see yourself as that instrument and see yourself as that handle, that vehicle.
Yeah.
And Yah is grabbing that top. The top of your head and moving you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's moving you. And so, you know, when we talk about it, like I said, so deep and spiritual, but the reality is when shift comes, things happen to take us out of where we've been becoming comfortable at. You know, we had
right.
that word before where it talked about, what was the word? It said something about, I'm taking you out of your common comfortability to taking you to a common place, an uncommon place, but you got to come out
yep.
of this common comfortability first. And so that's not always a comfortable place. You know, when we talk
yep.
about Elijah's situation, he was in an uncomfortable place. He's in a cave. He's afraid. He's run off. You know what I'm saying? He's done all these amazing feats and all of that good stuff, but now he's in this uncomfortable place, and here he goes. He has to now anoint somebody. He has to anoint kings and mantle a successor. He had to leave his place of familiarity, that comfort, that normal spot, that normality, that familiarity for the uncommon to the unknown. And that's not always comfortable. You know, but like
right.
the apostle said, the Father wants to bring you to this place. You know, he's subtly making these shifts, And if you just yield to that thing and realize that it's him, then you can begin to relax and allow him to make the shifts that are necessary to move you to the next level. You hear what I'm saying?
Right.
And this is the thing. How you go through transition matters. I've been telling you guys about this, and I'm going to say this too. There are two options in this season. This is the reality while we're talking about shift and overthrow and manifesting sons. There are really two options in this season, and those options are to live in the promise or to die in the wilderness. There is no middle ground. There has seemingly falsely been a middle ground for a lot of years. You know what I'm saying, Apostle? But the reality is there was really never a middle ground. We were just thinking that we were on middle ground. The reality is we're either hot or cold, because if we're, you know, if we're in the middle, he's spewing us out. You know what I'm saying? And there are really some people that the devil don't know and the heavens don't know. And that's a scary place to live. You know what I'm saying? When the Father going to tell you, depart from me, I don't know you, I never knew you. And then the devil, you trying to approach him in some way or fashion with some authority. He's saying, who are you? I know Paul. I know Jesus. I know your preacher. I know your teacher. But who are you? I don't even know who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So this is an important season. And a lot of times, Apostle, we have a fight or flight. That's our natural inclination. We have chemicals that work in our body to give us fight, flight, or fight. And our natural inclination is to flight, okay? Which is why the Father had to tell Joshua three times, be strong and courageous. You know, but we do get in those positions where we are forced to fight, not even naturally recognizing that's where we are. It's just something that builds up in us. There's a holy boldness that comes in us, and we automatically go into the fight mode like David did. You know what I'm saying? Like Gideon did after he got over himself. You know, Gideon got into fight mode after he got over himself, and he was okay with, okay, that's the word of the Lord concerning my life. Okay, here's the thing. Your brain was made to protect you. This is the realization that your brain was made to protect you. So whatever you put on its hard drive, it keeps and it stores and it comes up for use at a later date. This is why your mind is so precious. This is why it's so important that you understand what you have your mind on, what you're pointing your directing your thoughts to, and what you're lending yourself to is important, because what you put on your hard drive is it's the only thing you're going to be able to pull up in every season.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Father is seeking in this shift to begin to change your mindset. Are you hearing me? And he's bringing together all of the information regarding the things that you've already learned so that you have the capacity to hold what he's talking about in this hour. Apostle, we got like 7 minutes. Jump in.
You know, another thing, when you were talking about it, I've had so many experiences and so many things the Lord has taught me about, again, about manual. I've had so many, I'm telling you, Apostle Lee. I've had vehicles where I had an issue with the clutch mechanism to where I had to start the vehicle in gear because there was no way the clutch wouldn't work. So I had to put it in gear, start it in gear, and it would jump start. And then once I got it rolling, then I could easily shift into the other gear. But that was because the clutch mechanism was broken, and I had trouble figuring out how it was. So when you talk about these people biblically, and you know, we can correlate to a lot of life experience, when you talk about people that are uncomfortable with the shift, what it says to me and what the Lord has shown me, and I could go through. I had a Ford truck years ago. I had an Escort years ago. I was driving one time with my Escort, and the cable for the clutch literally broke, and I'm stuck on the side of the road. My uncle shows up. He puts it in gear, starts the car in gear, and I'm like, I would have never thought of that, you know, but he knew mechanics. And so he starts the car in gear, drives it home. You know, every time we came to a stop, he just pulled it out of gear, shut the car off.
So you would have just been stuck on the side. You would have just been stuck on the side of the road without the information that you need to make the shift.
Exactly. And so what it makes me think of with a lot of these people in biblical situation is when the shift is subtle, we don't always pick up the nuances. So the Lord shows us these people throughout Scripture who had to have these hard shifts, these hard movements in their life, because there was something that was out of whack in their mechanism, and they caught up later, they got it fixed later, but at the time of the shift, it was violent or it was sudden because the clutch was broken in the natural idea, or there was something wrong with the transmission mechanism, whatever it is. I've driven cars and lost a certain gear, so you had to just skip from first to third.
So will we consider that, Apostle, more a transition when it's got to be abrupt like that, because a shift, again, it remains to be subtle. And when we start trying to make abrupt, because based on what we talked about already tonight, we know that if we try to make abrupt shifts, that something comes out of socket, something comes out of gear, and we're unable to continue. You know what I'm saying? So those would be more like major transitions, you know, abrupt transitions, but a shift still remains a shift.
Again, you can have situations where something is out of place, something has not functioned, you know, in the spirit, and you're not paying attention, or you have to learn. You know, I had to learn from mechanics who knew how to operate vehicles that were not working properly, and they just did it effortlessly. They walked up and said,
"Absolutely.
Hey, no, just do this." And
I'm had the information.
That's the mentorship. You know, look at Elijah versus Elisha. Now, Elisha obviously had to make a transition. But his transition was fairly easy, but not easy, but fairly simple.
Yes.
When Elijah walked up, threw his mantle on him, he's like, okay, can I at least do this? So it wasn't this earth-shattering, you know, my life. He didn't lament the fact that his life was over as a, you know,
he
a plowman.
He was walking behind oxes, bro. He was walking behind
some
animals. He was like, I'm over
it. He's like, I'm over
it.
I'm done. So, you know, we look at these different situations, and what we need to recognize is, okay, if this shift is feeling sudden and abrupt and violent for me, then I need to not only make the shift and be obedient to what the Lord's doing, I need to prepare for the next thing that's coming around and go, okay, Lord, as I'm shifting, as I'm doing this,
I need to get in
the next shift.
Find out what's
I
going
need to
on.
Get it.
What are we doing?
Exactly.
What are we
because
doing?
It's not supposed to be sudden and violent every time. It can be.
It can
but then
be.
Then we
but
get
we
into alignment.
We learn
exactly.
From
we get into alignment. We do this. So we need to take both instances. Sometimes it's going to be violent. Sometimes it's going to be abrupt. Sometimes things are going to happen. Other times we're like, okay, Lord, I've been paying attention to what you've been telling me. I've been operating, you know, following the leading of your spirit. And so when you want me to shift now, I just slip it out of one gear, push the clutch in, slip it into the next gear, let the clutch out, you know, and now we just accelerate and do what we need to do. You know,
now
so
I'm gonna
that's
say
where
this.
The Lord. Yes.
Go ahead, Pop. I want to say this because what I wanted to do, too, before we get off here is bring all together some of this information that the Father's been giving me over the last couple of weeks about these different – we're talking about shifting now, right? So when we talk about shift, there's a change in environment. There's a change in our behavior. There's a change in the climate. And the Father's been talking to me about the change in the climate. You know, so he's been talking to me about these different things that have to do with weather. And I really wanted to have time, but 30 minutes ain't enough time to really get into – the idols in Egypt and how their connection to the plagues happened, you know. But if you go and read that and you start looking up the Egyptian idols, it'll connect you to all of the different plagues and why God used those specific plagues to accost the Egyptians, because it was a direct attack on their gods. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. When we start talking about this shift in the environment, what God is doing in this season, he's mocking the idols that man has had by doing this thing that's amazing before men that seems impossible. So this is the overthrow part of that thing. And so he's mocking their idols by using wind, fire, water, earth, all these different things. You know, these economic tornadoes. If you don't know what that is, join me on Periscope. You'll find that out. And my daughter's dream about the clouds, you know, the glory that's being released in this environment, in this hour. And that changes the atmospheric pressure. If you go and look up low pressure and high pressure environments, you'll understand that when there are clouds, then you can anticipate that rain is going to happen at some point, especially when the sky is filled with clouds and there's going to be some rain. But there's a shift that's happening in this season. And so we want you to be aware of the shift. We want you not to be afraid of the shift. We've got 90 seconds, Apostle. God is perfecting the things that concern you. And so you need to be okay. Payday is here. Don't give up whatever you do. Apostle, go ahead and ride it out. We love you. Go ahead and ride it out, Apostle.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, just think about the idea of shifting. Do you want a smooth transition, a smooth shift? And make sure your equipment, this is metaphorical. All this stuff I'm talking about, literally I could take hours and hours and talk to you about all the things the Lord has taught me.
But you only got 60 seconds.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So take it as metaphorical. Get your equipment in order and get ready to shift, because the Lord wants you at the optimal speed to get to your destination that you're supposed to be at, to arrive at your place with the best mileage, with the best everything. Nobody
Absolutely.
Likes to drive a car with 3 miles to the gallon. Nobody likes
no
to
way.
Do that.
No, no.
You know,
and so when shift happens,
you want to get there in style.
That's it. When shift happens, go with the shift. Move with the cloud. Are you hearing me? Move with the
up. Absolutely.
I'm trying to tell you, if you do that, you're going to be fine and you'll be prepared for the overthrow. Apostle, I can get used to this 30-minute thing. I promise you. We love you, people of God. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you.